The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks so much for joining us once again on the B2B, that's Bell to Bell, audio interview circuit here. Now, we are joined for the first time, and we're excited to be speaking with Raya Group Incorporated. Specifically, we are speaking with the CEO and director for the company, Gregory Wagner. Greg, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Stuart. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I'm at your website, RayaGroup.com, learning a lot about what your company offers. And we're going to get into that business model and some of your product offerings in just a moment. But I know it's been a very busy month of April 2021 for your company. In fact, it's been a very busy 2021 for your company altogether. So if you would, tell us a little state of the union. What's happening with the company right now as we speak?
Yes, so obviously the main item that we're discussing is obviously our listing on the Canadian Securities Exchange, CSE, with our ticker being RYA, R-Y-A-H. It was quite a long journey through an RTO, reverse takeover transaction. We are very pleased to have some of our shareholders have access to the electronic markets after being with us for so many years. And we're excited for achieving the next chapter of the company's history.
That is exciting indeed. And thank you for making time with us in these busy times. So let's do this now. Obviously, you mentioned your existing shareholders, but for those who may not be familiar with RYA, let's talk about the company and its offerings.
Sure. I came to the company 2 years ago, and the reason why I came there from a different career was because, Stuart, I was completely floored by the amount of data this company had been collecting over the years in plant-based medicine. Essentially, the company's mission is both devices and data. I like to think of the company as a pioneering IoT device and digital care platform. We're designed to capture complex data points to better enable doctors and clinics to create highly customized, personalized dosing regimens. That is what we do. Devices and data designed to create personalized dosing regimens and also to help governments make better regulatory decisions around plant-based medicine based on the data that we can provide and hopefully eventually, Stuart, encourage Big Pharma to make medical breakthroughs in plant-based medicine with our data analytics.
Those are big goals. I love that, though. We need Big Pharma to get in line with some of the moves that the savvy, young, lean, and mean companies like yourself are making. Looking out at your industry, tell us a little bit about the markets that you'll be penetrating.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit quickly about the business model and how we make money. We partner with licensed formulation partners who can handle medicine. RYA does not handle medicine. We are, again, providing devices and data. We will create a customized mobile application for large clinical trials that lock in dosing and temperature for trials who limit variabilities in their trial. Those clinical trials or formulation partners will fill our device cartridges with their medicine and distribute the product. We will then provide not only the patient dosing data back to those partners, but we'll also cross-reference the entire lab results of that strain associated with that dosing session, with also the patient demographic and the patient feedback. So all of our partners can see exactly how their strains are working and have a better understanding of which strain works for which patient, for which efficacy goal, and depending on different demographics. That is the model that we have here. And as we are mainly a device company, we'll be moving toward more a balanced device and data solution where we will be charging for enterprise data access to these to this data lake.
Well, listeners, once again, we're speaking with Gregory Wagner, CEO and director of Raya Group Incorporated, listed on the CSE under the ticker symbol RYAH. You mentioned you came to the company 2 years ago. Let's learn a little bit more about you as our guest today. Tell us about your background.
Certainly. I came from a completely different world. I was a former 22-year Wall Street veteran sitting in front office running global businesses out of the United Kingdom and the United States. I had a wealth of resources behind me, and we had obviously been trained on significant governance and compliance, which certainly helps me given the new paradigm with cannabis and the changing regulatory environment. I came to the company 2 years ago. It is definitely sort of a startup environment that's moving quickly to a more corporate environment as we start to monetize some of the larger deals that we've closed over the last year. But it has been a challenge and a great learning experience. I continue to learn every day in this new environment. And hopefully my skills in the corporate paradigm will certainly help the company as we move toward more of an institutional mandate.
Well, let's talk about those skills at work. Obviously, a lot of preparation for this reverse takeover, and 2020 provided a lot of unique challenges to companies across the board. Obviously, I'm speaking to the global pandemic. When you look back at 2020 and so far here in 2021, what do you see as some of the major milestones that your company was able to achieve in addition to this impressive listing on the Canadian Securities Exchange?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Like everybody, 2020 was not easy. And a lot of people were simply in our survival mode. However, we managed to do much more than that. We found our niche in the clinical space and pharmaceutical space. And we were able to really create some new first in the industry. We had received the world's first patent in artificial intelligence and data analytics in cannabis in 2020. We were selected to participate in the world's largest clinical trial ever to be conducted in cannabis out of the United Kingdom in 2020. We have created what we believe is the world's first smart patch that will allow a patient to turn on and off their dosing on their shoulder with their phone. That has never been done before in plant-based medicine. And all of this was achieved in 2020 with a very difficult, obviously, economic environment.
Well, now let's press forward into 2021. What can your new shareholders, and of course your existing shareholders that have been with you so long, look forward from your company here in 2021? In other words, what are some of your operational goals at this time?
We have really three major operational goals going through right now in flight for 2021. The first one is, this is the year Raya becomes a medical device company. We are going through medical device registration audits this year for EU. We will be going through medical device standard order process, MDSAP, for the United States, for Australia, Japan, and Brazil, and Canada. And we are looking at also potentially 510K for the FDA certification in 2022. So this is the year for us to differentiate ourselves from many others as a viable medical device company. The second goal is to launch Raya MD. Raya MD is a remote teledosing solution that will allow a doctor to communicate with a patient and offer them the ability to receive a recommendation or prescription online. And once the patient accepts that prescription, the dosing device, whether it's a vaporizer or the patch, will lock in that dose, and the patient will be unable to change it. And when they finish that dose, the app will turn off the device to make sure the patient doesn't overdose. Raya MD is a remote telehealth solution that should transform the company's ability to access the doctor networks. And finally, with the launch of the Raya patch, we will no longer be just working on cannabis, but we will be developing a wellness line that will enable patients to use different types of patch formulations, such as potentially melatonin, of course, a pain patch for using potentially lidocaine and arnica, potentially a caffeine patch for truck drivers who don't want to drink coffee and have to take bathroom breaks. Our wellness line will enable us to control our own destiny by handling over-the-counter formulations and remain without having to have a medical license to handle that. That line will be launched sometime in Q3 2021, and we're very excited about that as well.
Well, it's been a wonderful interview with you so far, but before we wrap up right now, any closing thoughts or comments for the listeners and, of course, your investors, Greg?
Absolutely. As many know, we have really focused on penetrating the European market, and that was a explicit reason because the regulations there are federally homogenous, and it made the U.S. market a little bit more challenging to penetrate on a state-by-state basis. But now that the regulatory environment is changing rapidly in the U.S., we are turning our attention back to the world's largest market. We have hired over 120 years of medical device experience in the last week. And these medical device experts come from Johnson & Johnson and other well-known companies, and are going to help us penetrate not only the pharmaceutical market, dispensary market, but lead the market in device and data solutions for clinical trials in the United States.
Well, listeners, one more time, that website is ryahgroup.com. That's R-Y-A-H group.com. Go visit the company. Their ticker symbol on the Canadian Securities Exchange. One more time, R-Y-A-H. Want to thank you so much for your time today, Greg. Thanks so much. And we look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2021 and well beyond. We look forward to speaking with you again here in the near future as great news about your company hits the press wire at Investor Brand Network. And one more time, listeners, I do want to tell you, go to Investor Brand Network, click on the Clients tab, learn everything about Raya Group Incorporated. Thanks for your time today, Greg.
Thank you, Stu. It was a pleasure.
All right, for Greg Wagner, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.